Welcome to Israel 18 News at 5 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. Across the region today, expect mild temperatures with clear skies in Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. Haifa will see some clouds, but it remains pleasant. In Eilut, the weather is warm and sunny. As night falls, temperatures will dip slightly, providing a comfortable evening. Here are today's headlines. First, in earlier reporting, Houthis accused Saudi Arabia of targeting Sana'a Airport to obstruct an Iranian aircraft, according to Ynet. Also, Gulf patience with Iran is wearing thin, with a Bahraini analyst telling the Jerusalem Post earlier this hour that the chances of limited strikes are rising. Also this hour, Britain has designated Iran's Revolutionary Guards as a terrorist organization, Israel Hayom reports just minutes ago. Separately, the Jerusalem Post covers that Israel-Lebanon talks are now contingent on Hezbollah's dismantlement, with meetings planned this week. And finally, the Times of Israel reports that Iran is increasingly scapegoating the Baha'i minority, accusing them of espionage for Israel. Here's what people are saying online. Open source intelligence analyst OSINT613 posted just minutes ago that Yemeni military media warned Saudi Arabia that their aggression will not go unpunished. Middle East 24 reported moments ago that explosions have rocked Iran's Bandar Abbas and Keshem Island amid tensions with U.S. forces. Visegrad 24 shared recently that Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu mentioned that some Christian villages in southern Lebanon have sought annexation by Israel for protection against Hezbollah. Let's go deeper into these stories, starting with the situation in Yemen. Houthis claim that Saudi strikes at Sana'a Airport aim to prevent an Iranian plane from landing, as reported by Ynet earlier today. This accusation ends a period of de-escalation, raising regional tensions. The impact could escalate into broader conflict involving regional powers. Turning to Gulf relations with Iran, the Jerusalem Post reveals that Gulf Cooperation Council members grow impatient with Iran, increasing the likelihood of military action. The Peninsula Shield Force may lead any response. This could further strain Iran-Gulf relations, impacting regional stability. Meanwhile, Britain has officially labeled Iran's Revolutionary Guards as a terrorist group, reported Israel Hayom just minutes ago. This decision comes amid rising anti-Semitic attacks in Britain. It signals a firm stance against Iran, possibly affecting diplomatic relations. In a related development, Israel-Lebanon talks, covered by the Jerusalem Post, hinge on Hezbollah's dismantlement. These talks, testing a U.S.-brokered plan, could lead to IDF pullbacks if successful. The outcome could redefine security dynamics along the Lebanese border. And finally, the Times of Israel reports that Iran's pressure on the Baha'i minority amidst protests and conflict is intensifying. Dozens face accusations of espionage for Israel. This further marginalizes the Baha'i community, complicating internal Iranian politics. Turning to business and markets. First, Israel ranks second in the OECD for gender pay gaps, as discussed today by the Committee for the Advancement of Women's Status, according to Israel Hayom Business. The committee highlights the lack of support, despite encouraging childbirth, impacting gender equality efforts. Separately, Globes reports that Redis will lay off 80 employees in Israel, accounting for 27% of its workforce. This move reflects challenges facing the tech sector and may influence the broader job market. And finally, CTEC notes that Israeli gaming fund V-Games has raised $500 million. The fund introduces a new financing model, helping startups grow without losing equity. This innovation could bolster the Israeli gaming industry's global competitiveness. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 6 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.